Sivas Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sivas Bavli, Daf Chav Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel, Amadalas, at the first Mishnah there, Ha'isha Sha'amra. Ha'isha Sha'amra, Nishbesi V'tahirani, Ne'amenes, Sha'peh, Sha'osa, V'rapeh, Sha'hita. So a woman says, I was taken captive, but I'm Tahira, which means I wasn't defiled. She's believed, the one who forbids is believed to permit. Imesh Eden V'nishbeh, V'hi'aymeres, Tahirani, Eina, Ne'amenes. If there are witnesses that she was taken captive and she says that she is Tahira, then she is not believed. In Mishanisis, Bo Eidim Hare Zu Lotetse, if after she married a Kohen, witnesses came, she may remain married. The Gemara says, Rav Chunna Amar Lo Softa Vashanisis El Afilu, Hitiru Beisin Linasi. Rav Chunna said, it is not only she married a Kohen before the witnesses came, even if Beisin permitted her to marry and witnesses came, she does not need to leave, and she doesn't lose her heter. Noshim Nishbirasham Asa Uvza Kaimi Rabbi Abba Ba Belevi Amu Masu Lahem Eidim Niskan Aradi Sora, I should say. A case occurred in which women were captured and taken there to Babel. The case came in front of Abba Baba and Levi. The women said that they were captured and they are to Tahirim. Abba Baba and Levi permitted them to Kahanim and the captives came. Abba Baba and Levi said that their heter persists. They said, give to them witnesses to accompany them back to Eretz and guard them from seclusion. Amalei, she says, Shmuel, Oma Naaseli, Oma Rishonim, Shnivjachtu. Shmuel asked, what will we do about the first days during which, presumably, they were secluded? What does that help to establish witnesses now? Amalei, Abba Baba, Elo Havinan, Ponseich, Kein Eitha Oimer. Abba Baba, Shmuel's father said, if they were your own daughters, would you say so? Yishtaven, Ponseich to Shmuel, Shmuel's daughters were captured, his father's words were fulfilled like a mistake that came out from the mouth of the officer. When Shmuel's daughters came to here, their captives came with them. Shmuel's daughters came in front of Rav Hanina and stood the captives outside. They said, we were captured and were Tahiris. He permitted them. Once they left Beitin, the captives came to seize them until they will be redeemed. Amen Nikas Elu Shebenois Chacham Hein. Rav Hanina said, it's recognizable that these are daughters of a Chacham, since they knew that they will be believed if Beitin knows that they were captured only through them. In the Etudin, Man Havyan Amrin Leshimon Rabba Etaper Bekirivaseich Nasav Lakadmesa Umisis Litinaina Umisis. When it became known who they are, they told Shimon Rabba, who was a Kohen, go marry one of your relatives. He married the first, and she died. He married the second, and she died. Lama Begain Deshakun. What's the reason? It's because they lied, and they were really defiled. Chas v'sham Lo Shakun Ela Min Chatas Hananiah ben Achi Rishu Sheibe et Hashana v'chus la'aretz. Heaven forbid, they didn't intend to lie, rather it was due to the sin of Hananiah, the nephew of Rishu, who made a leap year in chus la'aretz. When we do so only if he's greater than all the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, Hananiah was unaware that Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael reached his level, so his declaration of a leap year was invalid. And based on his leap year, Shmuel's daughters were less than 3 years old, and when the captives defiled them, so it was not considered relations, and they truly believed that they were Tahiris.